Welcome to Sandusky First United Methodist Church. Please remember to sign in the attendance books found in the pews. And let's do the prayer request this morning. Suzanne Hickinson has a... Sorry. You want me to... what about the prayer concerns? I don't see any here, but I know you said there was some. I don't see them. I know they said that there was a prayer request, but I can't see it.
This one?
Oh, okay. All right. Linda Williamson, please pray for continual recovery for her. She was, she has a respiratory issue. And the announcements are going to be, Suzanne has a brief announcement and Gayla also.
I was informed it had to be brief, so I spent hours on my speech, you know. Today is UMCOR Sunday. UMCOR meaning United Methodist Committee on Relief. They are there in all kinds of disasters that are global around the Philippines. There was when the hurricanes Michael and Florence hit in the United States, we are there. We are there. This is the Sunday that kicks off One Great Hour of Sharing, it used to be called. And this is our first of many donations coming in, but this kicks off our season for UMCOR. What you give goes directly, all of the money goes directly to the disaster. So you get a lot of bang for your buck. So I'd like you to encourage you to fill in these forms, put them in the offering plate, and we will be the feet and arms of Christ going throughout the universe and the global countries and delivering messages and helping with those in great need. Thank you.
I'm next, and I was told to be brief too, and I got two pages also. So the bells are back. This is the first time this year that we've been back up here in the sanctuary part. And we are full bell choir right now, but we have added, in order to be that, we added our pastor, Sue, who plays very well and has played before in other churches. And we moved some of the shortest people are now playing the biggest bells. We moved Linda down there, so... And this is the first time, this performance will be the first time in the over 15 years that we have been a bell choir in this church that we are going to play without a director. Crystal Barber has directed us throughout the year for practices, but on Sundays she is with her husband, and that is where she is today. She and Dale are at Ted's house, their son Ted, in Grand Rapids. They're at his house. Dale was in the hospital earlier this week, had some heart issues, but he has recovered well. He's home at Ted's, where Ted, the doctor, can keep an eye on his dad. Garage sale. We did very, very well at the garage sale, and I can't thank this congregation enough for the cookies, for all the help. We had 29 adults and 7 kids helping out at some time during the garage sale. It's a lot of work, but we cleared $1,400.
And that goes to Camp Scholarship.
In other announcements, the Red Butterfly Lunch at Liberty Lanes, all women are encouraged to come. There's a sign-up sheet for Easter flowers, and dedications are on the clipboard today. And there will be a new member class on Monday at 10 a.m. or at Thursday, 6 p.m. do not need to attend both. It's just one or the other. And in other announcements, on the back of the bulletin, there are the Lenten prayer. That's really awesome. If you have not come, you should come. Monica leads a really great class. And the rest of the things there on the back.
Just want to clarify that the red butterflies is at 11:30. Correct, ladies?
Yep.
11:30. And if you are any part of Kids Club and would like to help me out on March 9th, that is a Tuesday, I believe, there's kindergarten roundup. If we would like to have a stand at the elementary school, Jenny welcomes that, and I would welcome you to help me. So if you're part of Kids Club, see me so that we can get something together for that as well.
Do we have any birthdays? Oh, we do. Can we sing happy birthday?
Bob, too. Bob's got one. We've got back here. We got both of those.
Oh, yeah. More hands. Okay, I just saw those two hands.
All right.
Do we have any anniversaries out there?
I was thinking somebody did. May not be here. Okay, next week. I was going to say, I know I had cards, so all right. Next week we'll catch that. All right. Okay. Is there anything else? We got about 2 minutes before we go on the air, so Bells is going to get ready, and... away. Woohoo! You know, if we could only get that excited about church, right? Are we here? Ready to worship? Woo! All right. Let us worship our Lord. And we will have hymn number 2151, I'm So Glad Jesus Lifted Me, in your book or on the monitors. Thank you.
And the call to worship is in the bulletin or on the monitors? While we wander far from home, the Father awaits our return. Our Father will welcome us home with open arms, celebrate our return, because we were lost, but now we have been found. And hymn 383, this is a day of new beginning on the monitors or in...
Invite the children to come up for your message. How's everybody this morning? Good. Hi, how are you? You good? That sucker looks pretty good too. Are you going to go this side? Okay. Hello, hello, hello. Wow, look at all of you. It's good to see you. Come on down, come on over. How are you? Wow, some of you helped out at the rummage sale this week, didn't you? Yeah? They worked hard, didn't they? Yep. And we made lots of money. What's that money going to go to? Camp. And how many of you were going to camp? Yes. Not sure if you're going to go, Johnny? Or you don't want to go? Maybe. We'd like to have you go, Johnny. We can get you a camp brochure. We have camp brochures, and they're downstairs. So if you want to go to camp, make sure you see me, see Gayla, talk to your moms, and they can talk to me if they have any questions, okay? So you served this week. Some of you served. And who did you serve this week when you were working? God. And I bet the rest of you that weren't working the rummage sale, did you serve God this week? I bet you serve God. How did you serve God this week? What do you think you did? You did stuff? Did you help your parents out this week? Yeah? Some of you are shaking your heads. It's a quiet bunch this morning. So when you help your parents, you are also serving God. Did you make your beds this week? And there was one no. That's affirmative no. Well, those of you that did, that can help, and you can serve God in that way. How else can you serve God? Pick up your toys. Read the Bible. Do you do this? Pray. Absolutely. And so today we're going to talk about a man who really was disobedient to his father. But you know what? His father loved him anyway, and he had gone and left home, and his father welcomed him home. And do you know what his father showed him? What do you think his father gave to him? Do you have any idea?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. Good answer. She hasn't even heard the story yet. Love, grace, forgiveness, all of those. Very good. You hit right on target there. So what I want you to do is repeat after me. I am a child of God. I am a child of God. Right, say it one more time, all of us. I am a child of God. Now, I want you to remember that this week because that young man was also a child of God, and we are all, no matter what age we are a child of God, and God loves us. He forgives us. He gives us grace. He gives us mercy. He gives us lots and lots and lots and lots of love, okay? So I want you to remember, you are a child of God, okay? This week, can you share that with your parents? Would you learn at church today? Am a child of God. There you go. Very good. I'm going to hand those to you. You guys can pass them up, but only after we pray. We're going to pray first. Okay? Let's pray. God, we thank you that each one of us is a child of God. We ask that you bless us. We ask, Lord, that you help us to be faithful and obedient and faithful to you, and that we remember that you love us and you forgive us, and that we need to come to you with all our sins and tell you all about it, and so that you can forgive us. In the name of Christ, amen. Amen? All right. Well, you can now.
Okay. And our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 32, the joy of forgiveness. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. While I kept silent, my body wasted away through my groanings all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you, and I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you. At a time of distress, the rush of mighty waters shall not reach them. You are a hiding place for me. You preserve me from trouble. You surround me with glad cries of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. Do not be like a horse or a mule without understanding, whose temper must be curbed with bit and bridle, else it will not stay near you. Many are the torments of the wicked, but steadfast love surrounds those who trust in the Lord. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, O righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
Thank you, Karen. Karen is fairly new to our congregation, and she has been called into the ministry. And so I am working with her, and when I talked with the DS, we want to make sure that Karen gets up front and that you get a chance to know her. And she will someday soon do a sermon for you so that you get to hear her as well. So encourage Karen, and I'm grateful for you to be liturgist today. So thank you. So that's part of a joy that we have as we go to our Lord in prayer. And you've heard others that have been spoken this morning, and those that are unspoken in our hearts. Let us now go to our Lord in prayer. Gracious and loving God, we know that you are with us this day, and we praise your name as we worship you. We pray, Lord, not only for those that have been spoken that need our prayers, but those that are unspoken. And we ask, Lord, that you bathe these people, your children of God, with healing hands, with guidance, with leading on from others, and for the opportunity to grow closer to you as they go through these times of difficulty. Lord, we praise your name as we gather as your church in this time of Lent, that we can begin to understand, that we can come to you and confess our sins, that we know that you forgive us, that we truly are, no matter what our age is, a child of God. And that you will continue to bless us and walk with us throughout each and every moment of our life. And for that, we are grateful. Lord, in the community of churches and throughout the world, we ask that you guide and lead us, that we truly can be your hands and feet, as Suzanne talked earlier, that we can help others to reach out, whether it's through UMCOR or through prayers, through food, through cards, whatever type of ministry it may be, that we can glorify you and let others know that you love them, that you give them grace and forgiveness and mercy, and that you are here at all times. We thank you, God, for your Son that made all of that possible, to die on the cross. As we will go through Lent and conclude with our Easter, remembering what you have done for us. And Lord, we ask that you continue to lead us as we worship you in this hour. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ, who taught us together to say, Our Father, Our gospel lesson this morning is out of Luke chapter 15. I will be reading 1 through 3 and 11b through 32. The prodigal son. Now the tax collector and sinners were all gathering around to hear Jesus. But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners, and he eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he spent everything there was on himself, a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country, who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and he went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him, and filled with compassion for him, he ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate. Meanwhile, the older son was in the field, and when he came near the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of his servants and asked him what was going on. 'Well, your brother has come,' he replied. 'Your father has killed the fatted calf because he has him back safe and sound.' And the other older brother became angry and refused to go in. So his father went out and pleaded with him, but he answered his father, 'Look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. You never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when the son of yours has squandered your property with prostitutes, comes home, you kill the fatted calf for him.' 'My son,' the father said, 'you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we had to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and now is found.'" The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. And now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. This earthly father was open, forgiving, gracious, and joy-filled because his son had returned. In the commentaries, they will say there's two different people here, and we know there's the younger son and the older son. But the commentaries will list it this way: those who have ears will hear, they're open to hearing, and those who like to complain. Hopefully we don't fall in that category, right? Those that are Christ-like and those that are in their human ways, following their own will. Then there's those that are marginalized and are shunned, but those will hear God's word. And then there's some that are like the Pharisees and the scribes that, oh, you have to be perfect in this behavior, and the law says it's got to be this way, with no grace allowed. See, God's message here, though, is giving us a complete show of forgiveness, of grace, of love, and to say that this younger son is a child of God, as well as the elder son being a child of God. Filled with love and grace in this story. Now, we all know that the younger son was in error. A, when you have an inheritance, it's after your parents have deceased. And this son, this younger son, is so bold that he asks his father, "Give me my money now." And he goes off and squanders it. I know any other sibling would be angry as the elder son was angry, with all right. And I'm sure the father wasn't very happy that the son did this. But he gave him that grace and said, "Here, go." And what a disappointment that must have been for him. Because each one of us know when our children do something that we're not happy with, it saddens our hearts, right? But they get to be a certain age, and we've trained them, we've planted the seeds, we pray that we have given them the lessons that they need to live on. But we know it's not a perfect world out there, and they're human, and they can go in their own direction. And that's what the younger son did. The good news in this story of that younger son going in their own direction was that that younger son came to his senses. He got it. Even at my father's house, those who are the slaves are eating and being taken care of better than what I am. Because he squandered everything he had. Was homeless, hungry, and he knew he sinned. In fact, he says it several times in the scripture. "Father, I have sinned against you." But also he recognizes he has sinned against God in heaven. He knows he's done wrong. Good news is that we know, as we confess our sins, as this younger child did, this younger man, that God does forgive us. And so we see that amazing grace that we sing in a song of the Father, who, as he sees his son way off in a distance, runs. He's had hope that the son would return. But now he's seeing a reality. This is my son. And he runs to greet him. He runs to give him the grace and forgiveness and love, for he is his child. And he is the father. And don't all of us want our children to come back to us, to God the Father? We all hope and dream. We probably all have those that are lost, who don't go to church anymore. We know a whole generation of younger people that don't go to church, and sometimes it's our own children. Mine right here, I have a daughter, doesn't go. And you want them to return to God and say, "I'm sorry, Lord, and here I am." And so the father sees his son and he runs and he greets him. And then he wants to throw a feast for him. Wouldn't we do the same? If it was our child that was lost, that had gone away, even if they squandered all of what we gave them, would we not love them just the same? Absolutely. This father was filled with joy. He was filled with joy. My son who was lost is now found. He's alive. He probably didn't even know if he was alive or dead. Doesn't give us a time period that he was gone. But he's alive forevermore. And now he's come back home. Hallelujah. The celebration wasn't as much for the son as it was for the father. He was elated. My son has returned. Thanks be to God. He's alive. And yet the son still comes to him and, "I am not worthy, Father. I'm not worthy to be your son anymore. Let me go out and be with the slaves and eat with them," because he knew even that would be better than what he was. But the father didn't do that. "Come, my son. Join me." He puts this robe and the ring on his finger. "Join me for a feast. Let's celebrate." He had hope. Now he's filled with joy. And he shows his son forgiveness and grace. Because he's back with him in his home. Not out in the barn with slaves. He's back with him in his home. Grace. Forgiveness. Yet the elder son, that oldest son, still complaining. Don't we do a lot of that too? If we don't have things our way. "But Father, I have been your son all these years. You haven't given me even a goat. I've done everything you've asked." Complain, complain, complain. Because the older son doesn't really get it yet. "You don't understand," the father says. "This son was lost and now is found." Did the older brother care? No. "But Father, he took all your money and he was with prostitutes and he lived a wild life. Why are you welcoming him home?" "I don't get it, Dad." Wouldn't we kind of be in the same boat? Probably complaining the same way? Saying, "Dad, what's wrong with this picture? He took it and he took your money and he was wild and he squandered it. I've been here working every single day, doing everything you've asked me to do. You've never once let me celebrate with my friends, have a feast. You've never given me a good robe or a ring on my finger. Why haven't you treated me the same?" The father responds, "You have always been with me. You've had it good all this time. I've given you everything. Everything that you need, you've received. You haven't been out in the cold. You haven't been homeless. You got clothes on your back and food on the table. Have I cheated you of anything? No, I've given you everything that you've always needed, and I've been right here for you. See, this is a story. It's a parable. Two sons that are very different. And a father loves each one of them. As I think about it, and to think about our church, isn't that sometimes what happens even in the church or in our own families? See, the Father is a representation of God, our Father, who loves us and will walk with us daily and will give us whatever we need. Not want, but need. Sometimes we think, God, are you going to come through on this one? I'm a little short on this bill this month. Sometimes he doesn't answer right away. And sometimes you get in the mail that amount that you just needed exactly to pay that bill. Someone else helps you out. See, the Father knows what we need. And he's there for us. Sometimes we just have to ask. Then there's the children, the two sons. Are we not all a child of God? As I said to the children, to say, I am a child of God. Each one of us in this room is a child of God. Say it with me. I am a child of God. I want you to believe that. I want you to remember that. I want you, even on those days where things just may not go your way, when you may feel down, when you may hear someone's got cancer, things just aren't lining up like they should, I still am a child of God. And God loves us. And God forgives us. His love is unlimited. It is so big, I can't even fathom how much his love is for all his creation. For all his people, for all his children of God. And yet sometimes you and I, and I'm pointing the finger back at me, you and I complain like the elder son. Oh, if I just had. Oh, I wish. What if? Why can't? Why? Why can't God cure that? Why did God do that? Why isn't God doing this? We're no different than these two sons and this father in this picture. There's moments that we're like that father and we pour out that grace and are loving. Maybe handing out some money to our children or to our friends. Here, it doesn't matter. Give it with love. Then maybe we're like the younger son and we spend it on things that we shouldn't be spending it on. Squandering it. I don't need to give to the church. They got money coming in from somebody else. I don't need to. I'll just go over here and gamble a little away or whatever the situation may be. Or maybe we think we're perfect because we haven't done anything wrong. Like the older son, well, I've done everything you've told me to. I haven't asked for your money. Dad, I've been here all this time. What's your problem? Do you see yourself in each one of these characters? Who's the main character of your life, of this parable? Are we full of forgiveness and grace? Are we the one that says, I'm not worthy? Are we the one that says, but I deserve more? See, God doesn't see any of it like that. God sees all his children as a child of God. And no one's better than the other. And he's saying, I love each one of you. I love the sinners. Did you remember how this story started out? Jesus sat with the sinners and ate with them. What's wrong with Jesus? Doesn't he know? And the reverse of that isn't, don't we get it yet? Don't we get it yet? Have we sat with the sinners? Aren't we the sinners? People that look different than us, aren't they the sinners? Won't we eat with them? If we want to be Christ-like, we need to take this parable and look at it and look at ourselves to say, who are we? And what should we be doing? What is God's will for our life? And I believe God's will for our life is that we forgive, that we show love, that we not judge anyone, that we stop complaining. Ouch. Right? Well, do it. Oh, I deserve better. No. But I want all of us to know that I am worthy because I am a child of God. If you don't take anything else but that part of the message home today, I want you to remember, and this is important for all our kids, I am worthy. I am a child of God. But each one of us, I am worthy. I'm a child of God. I am worthy. I'm a child of God. And God will walk with you. He's always there. And he loves you. And he will forgive you. But I believe that we can be just like the prodigal son when we don't come to God with our needs in our life every day. We need to say, here I am, God. What would you like me to do today? You know, we talked earlier about being God's hands and feet. How can we be God's hands and feet? How can we be Christ-like? How can we show others that we're a child of God? And so are they. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your word and for this parable. Help us to understand that each one of us truly is a child of God, and each one of us is also a sinner. Guide and lead us, Lord, that we can always, always, always say, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned against you, and that we can know that we are worthy, that we are a child of God. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Bells. No leader, and we ask that the ushers will come forward as we play. You can begin before we get there, and let's praise our God through this morning's offering. Lord God, we give you these gifts of ours out of our abundance, out of our love for you, out of the grace you give to us. Accept these gifts and those who receive it, that they know who you are and draw closer to you. In the name of Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. Let's sing, Come Sinners to the Gospel Feast. May we come and hear his call upon our life, and may we live for him as we just sang, for him who died for all. Go with God's grace, his forgiveness, his love, and know that you are a child of God. Go now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? or to my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. To my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.
I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased.